Okay, today's shiur is Daf Samach Beis. We start a new perek, and I believe this is the last parak of the Masechta. The last parak of the Masechta, and today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskul, Ilan Ishmat Dov, and Yisrael Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaim. We'll also learn today's Daf Ilan Ishmat Meir Shapiro, who's here with us today. I saw my son last night, you know, he wasn't going to have any children. Everybody who learns Daf Yomi, I guess everybody learns, is considered one of his children, and we should learn Ilan Ishmat so. And we can't stop thanking him enough for coming up with this brilliant idea. Okay, last Mishnah of the first Mishnah of the parak says like this: Hatsocher es hapoel. This is talking about a guy who hires a Jew to work in the wine store, to work in the wine factory. The guy hires a Jew, so a Jew is working with Yayin Netza. Lasos imo b'Yayin Netza. Okay. The Jew is working for a guy. The word is funny. So, scharo usser. Any salary that the Jew gets is usser. Why? Any money he gets is usser. Why? Because he can't work with avodah zarah thing. He's not allowed to do that. Since being hired, the Gemara is going to ask, what about stam yingam? The Gemara is going to ask that later. That's going to get us into the discussion of stam. But if it's real, you can't work for the church. You can't have a job working in the church. You can't do that. Now let's do that. Scharo lasos imo molacha acheres. But if you're hired to do something else, you're hired, not working in a church, working in a factory. Mai tells you to move the baal from there to there. That's chomo. That's okay. Sometimes only okay at the end of the day. You've already gotten all your salary for everything else you've done. Otherwise, if that's part of your job, also those are awesome. I work for the guy, and he's a very, very religious man. So half my job, I'm busy with the church. It's also awesome. Right? At the end of the day, you've always done, they ask you to do one thing, so it's not part of your job, it's just a favor. I hold a very long discussion about that. Similar idea. Hasachar et hachamar. Somebody hires a donkey, a driver. Lavi olah hayayin etzeh. He's a schlepper. He's a delivery man. So what's his job? His job is to deliver to all the churches. That's schar asa. Now you can't do that. But you get a salary for that asr. Schara leishe valeha. But if your job is just to sit in the truck so they don't get a ticket for double parking, just sitting there. Apapishe neach obi to come legino aleha. Even if they put the wine in the truck, right? It's a different truck. The truck is to deliver shoes. Happens to be, you and your job is just to make sure there's no ticket. You sit in the driver's seat when they make deliveries, you shouldn't get a ticket. That's all your job is. But sometimes there's a bottle in there. That's schara mutter. That's okay. Again, that's not your job. You're doing a favor. Okay, that applies. So the Mishnah starts off. It says, if a guy hired you to work for him, then the sorrow usher. So the Chassam Sofer just points out, you know, it's a very funny lashon because Chassam Sofer points it out. The Chassam Sofer. The way the Mishnah reads, it's like a guy hires you, and his car is usher. The guy doesn't care if the car is usher or not. What does the guy care? It's a very funny way of saying it. Right? Aschara, aschara is a poel, right? Aschara is usher, right? If the guy is a guy, he can't say usher. It's usher for him to give you a salary? No, it's usher for you to take the salary. It doesn't mean the schar is usher. It's a very funny way of saying it. Funny way of saying it because it's not really true. The guy doesn't care. It's a funny way of saying it. Okay, so the answers are better than the question. Because you can do this all the way around. So he answers, there's two answers to this question. First he says that, interesting, first of all, what we're trying to drive home, some services are driving home the point that it's also, you know, the Jew can say, listen, I can't take that salary because I'm not allowed to. You know what? Why don't you give it to my neighbor? Give the salary to my neighbor. You know, my next door neighbor, he's not a non-Jew, but you know what? We get along very well, and then he'll rub my back, I'm rubbing his back. I'm not getting any. Can't do that either. It's also. That's why they drive home that the car is also. I think the Jew is also to get it. That's for sure. Even the guy can give it, even the driver says, give it to my neighbor. Give it to my colleague at work. You know, then he'll next time I need something, he'll give me. He can't do any of that stuff. It's all usher. That's one answer. Second answer is, he says, let's say the guy tricks the Jew. And he tells the Jew, you're not working, that's not a church. It looks like it, it's not really, it's a museum. Right? Turns out it's also usher. Right? The car on the guy's part is also us. So it's an interesting application. It's different halachas. That's why he says it in a funny way. Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Yeah. Right. Interesting. Okay. Now, my time, Skaru Usher. Why is it Usher? Why? If you want to tell me the Yayin Netzach is Usher Bahana, Scharo Nami Usher, and therefore the salary is also Usher, it's a little bit, one step removed now. Not only is the wine Usher, but even a working for the wine's Usher. Right? Now, wait a minute. We're going to have a similar case where that's not true. Hari Arla, what do we have Arla? Arla, by the way, is Usher Bahana. Or Klai HaKerem, or a client with vineyards, it's also Aser Bahana. Right, regular client, not Aser Bahana. The client carib is yes Aser Bahana. The Isurin Bahana, those are Aser Bahana. Utnan and it learns, Machwan. Let's say you have Arla and you sold it. You weren't supposed to do that. Why? It's Aser Bahana. But I have $100 now. The Kidesh Bidmehen, right? And I've taken this $100 and I'm Makadosh a woman with it. So you know what? Mikudeshet. That works. Why does it work? Because we're going to say a principle that just because Aser Bahana doesn't make the money you got from it Aser Bahana. So too, by Yayin Netzach. Yeah, the Yayin Netzach is Aser Bahana. But it doesn't make my salary Aser Bahana. So we're equating a salary with a sale. All right, what would the equivalent case be? I took Yayin Netzach, I sold it, and then I went ahead and I bought the Kaddish Nisha. That's not the case. Just he says, I'm working for the guy, and he gave me a salary. That's the same thing as if I sold Arla. That's the presumption, which we're going to question that. But what the question is, why is it that the money by Arla is yes, okay, and the salary is not okay? Okay? Now, there are only two types of things in the world where the money is Aser Bahana also. I sell something, also Aser Bahana. One of them is Shmita. I'll work with Shmita, right? So if I did it and I sold it, that money is also, I can't be Mechaz Um with that money. And the second one is Avodah Zarah. I can't take an idol, sell it, and then with that money is also worthless. Everything else in the world, what? We're going to get to Esan Zonah. We're going to get to that. That's really the end of today, getting into tomorrow. We're going to get to Esan Zonah. So, you hear what I'm saying? Everything else is Mutar Bahana, where it's been already changed over once. It's already been sold. Now, you can't take Arla and be a cottage woman. You can't do that. You can do it. There's no Hanah there. It's not worth anything. But you can sell it, which is an Aveira, and then take the money and be a cottage. That you can do. The Mishnah just said that. You can do anything you want, but that's the classic example of how money can change for a reason. But what am I doing with this money? I'm a cottage woman. I'm making the roster to the whole world, right? What am I going to do? I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. You can do it. Of course you can do that. What? No. Okay? Okay. So the Gemara says, Ella, it must be, Hoil, since, betofeis es damav, since it's tofeis damav, in other words, since the money, it's a halakhic concept, the money is attached to the Avodah Zarah, Avodah's Kochav is as if it's Avodah Zarah. Look at Rashi, right? Look at Rashi. The Tofes is Dom of Avodah Zarah. The Kivon, the Nistaseh, La Avodah's Kochav, since this wine is used for Avodah Zarah, Harehi Ka Avodah's Kochav, it's just like Avodah Zarah. Dameha Asurit, that the money becomes Asur. It's one of the two exceptions, Avodah Zarah and Shemitah. What do you mean, only Yayin Netzach? So what? Right? Kidamrinan kol sha'atem mahoya haimenu harehu kamohu. Anything that's, the word hoya here comes from the word hana. Anything that's used before an avodah zarah is as if it's an avodah zarah. V'chal v'chihechi the dam of asurin char peulah so nami asur. Just like the you can't sell an idol, so too you can't sell anything. And therefore even salaries are asur. Okay, very machmashita. Okay, says the Gemara. Wait a minute. V'harei shviyas. What about shmita? What about shmita produce? The tofei says domeh. That does the same thing. You, right? If you sell shmita apple, you can't use that money for anything. Vitnan, and we learn, ha'amol poel. If somebody says to a worker, heilech dinar zeh, I'm giving you a dollar. Likot li bo yarek hayom, I want you to work for me, go bring me those vegetables, and you specify those vegetables, and by the way, it's shmita, and they're on the ground. Skaru asar. That's asar. Likot li yarek hayom, skaru mutter. But if you say it's stam, you don't say these vegetables. You don't say the word bo. Stop, bring me vegetables. Then, skaru mutter. It's mutter. So it's the kasha. So the kasha is, that even though, it's tofes dama by shmita produce, I found you a case, gizon, where it's mutter. Found you a case where it's mutter. So how come over here, yayinez, it remains aser? Amar Rabbi Avua, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you know what, bottom line. Knas, food, shekonsu, chachamim, the chamorin, ubi yayinez. It's a chumrah that the chachamim made, yayinez. You're right. It should maybe not be so strict. But you know what, it's a chumrah. And the other place where there's a chumrah is by donkey driver. What's that? We're going to get to that in 2 seconds. The Ritva says, why are we so machmir by Yayinetta? Why? Because there's a mitzvah in the Torah to get rid of Avodah Zarah in this world. So what are you doing? You're keeping the Avodah Zarah in this world even more. It doesn't really apply by Shemitah. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to get rid of it. Not a mitzvah in the Torah to get rid of it. It's the mitzvah of the Torah, not to eat it, not to sell it. So we went ahead and sold it. You violated an aveira. All right, so we'll find you a hetzer where you can use the money. But here, you're not supposed to be making more avodah zarah in the world. You're supposed to make less of it. That's the Ritva. 1 second, Mati. The Milunil says it's a miyusnika thing to be involved in things that are usher. Interesting. Yeah, what were you going to say? Therefore, there's no out. Yeah. Exactly. It's the real milk. It's not what should be focused. You're busy. You're what?
Right.
I have a friend. You know who he is. Back in high school, he was not in our grade, and he really needed money, and he got a job working in McDonald's. So serving Jews, non kosher. So he's like, listen, what do you do? You know, working at McDonald's. So these shiloh do come up, you know, this is the guy that needs a paycheck, I don't tell you. But it's not ideal. Should be involved, and that's not a vote of Zara. That's just things that are not kosher. Big difference. But same idea. But you just don't be involved in these kinds of things. You know? You should get a job working for the church. Right? If that's the only job you can get in the world, you have to go ask the shiloh. I don't have to tell you. You know? Right. It's a separate issue. It's like, get it right. Similar idea. Similar things. There's certain jobs out there that really Jews shouldn't be doing, but what? Working where? Rashi said it's like Avodah Zarah itself. What? You're not worshipping it. What are you doing? You're moving it around. You're putting it in boxes. So you're facilitating more Avodah Zarah in the world. Yeah, you're not worshiping any of it. You couldn't care less. You're from guy with a long beard, but they offered you a job. So what are you supposed to do? Turn it down? So the guy didn't turn it down. So the real man said you shouldn't take that job. It's a mystic thing to be involved in this kind of thing, right? Okay. Now Yayin Ezeh Chazamara. The Yayin Ezeh just said what it is. This big chumrah. What about Chamor and Mahi? What about the case of the donkey drivers? The Tanya. Okay. Hachamarin shaya osin malacha v'peros shviyas. If these donkey drivers are involved in selling, in dealing with shmita produce, scharon shviyas. That scharon shviyas literally means their salary is given in Shvi'it. That doesn't make any sense. How could the salary be given in Shvi'it? My schar in Shvi'it, what does that mean? Elam, it doesn't mean the Avinu Lahut schar payer Shvi'it. Giving them a salary in Shvi'it the produce? They're violating the Torah. They're working in Shvi'it the produce. And at the end of the day, their salary is more Shvi'it the produce. That can't be. Them to Zeb, Porea, Chov, and Perish Shvi'it. They're getting paid in payer Shvi'it. That can't be. Batara Amra, La'achla V'lola Schora. You're only allowed to eat payer Shvi'it as a personal food. You're allowed to pepper. So you can go in and take apples and eat them. You can't give them to someone for a salary because you owe them money. They work for you, you owe them money. Besides the fact that they're working for you was Isser. But now you still owe them money. So you're going to pay them in Shvi'it? That can't be. What does it mean? The Ella, what does it mean? The Kadosh Scharon B'Kedushas Shvi'it. Just the opposite. Their salary is usher, they can't get a salary. Just like our Mishnah said, they can't get a salary. Why? Because they're working in the Ayin Netzach. So too, we submit to be Chumra, we send it to Chumra, because you can be Mekadosh a woman with Arla. So it is a Chumra. So too, the same Chumra, if a guy works for Shemitah company, he cannot get a salary. The salary is usher. Now the Gemara says, Uvi Kadosh, is that true? That the salary becomes usher? For Tanya, we just learned a minute ago. Ha'omer lepoel, helech dinar zeh, v'likot liyarek hayom, scharo mutter. There's a way you can tell a worker, in a roundabout way, go get me the vegetable, I'll give you a dollar, and it's mutter. Helech, likot liyarek bo hayom, that's scharo awesome. If you said this one, that's awesome. You point to it, that's awesome. So you see there's a way out. So what do you mean there's a chumrah? So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Abaya, Abaya says like this, l'olam, Yavin and lay schar peros shvius. Now, really, you do give a salary of shmitah. You really do. His salary is shmitah produce. I uzikah kashala la'achla v'lola schara. But you told me that you're not allowed to do that. The answer is you do it in a roundabout way. The yahav and nihile b'tat heter. You do it in a roundabout way. What's a roundabout way? Kidit not. Similar idea when it comes to ma'aser sheni. Kidit not. Lo yomer adam l'chaveiro. A guy can't say to his friend, let's take these peros to Yerushalayim and we'll divide them. Right? In other words, take it to Yerushalayim, you keep half, I'll keep half. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because it looks like you're dealing in business with Meister Shani. Why are you giving the guy half? He's not his Meister Shani. Why are you giving him half? You owe money, you have a business partner with him. What's going on here? That looks very suspicious. You're not allowed to do that. It's like it's chora. By the way, it's usher to have business with Meister Shani. Right? Two reasons why. Tosfos said, because, you know what you're supposed to do with Meister Shani? You're supposed to eat it. How are you going to tell me, well, I'll redeem the money, and I'll take the money to Yerushalayim, right? I'll send the money there. So then I'll put it with this guy. So the answer is no. Tosfos says, you're supposed to buy karbonos with that money. So what's going on here? What are you telling this guy? Look, you're not going to do that. Okay, so that could be, so it's a delivery fee. Maybe that's mutter. That's not what we're talking about. He's going to give hair. So I give this guy hair. Obviously, either you owe money, or you have a partner with him, or some kind of business. It's some business. Nobody gives half their produce away for nothing. Right? So he's doing it. Now let's do that. But I have a way out for you. El Aval. Armalo, you sound like this. Helam la'achta la'achla molashtosam b'Yerushalayim. You take it up there. V'nosin la'zel azem matana shachinam. And it turns out the whole thing is a matana. So basically, you can get around it by saying it's a matana. Right? So, same idea when it comes to a salary for Shemitah. Don't say it's a salary. I'm giving you a matana. And then maybe it's mutter. Rava says no. Rava Omar, la'olam dekadosh b'kedusha shviyat. No. Really, the salary is usher. Why? Just like Yayin Netzach is usher, so too the salary here is usher. I would take a kasha la poel, but we had a kasha. How can the worker get paid? What was that kasha? Yeah. Right? The poel can get paid. You know why? Because this is a very difficult answer. Poel dulo nafish agre lo kutsuhu rabbana. A worker. What kind of salary do you get? What do you do for you? What much you pay this guy? Minimum wage? That's such a big salary. It's not a problem. Chamorin, big delivery man. the nafish igraihu, that's a huge salary. Therefore, katsuhu rabbanon behu. The rabbanon made a gzeira. What? What? Yeah, 1 second. So the Ramban says that we're talking about after the Zman HaBir, therefore made a Gzeira, the Ramban gets a different shot. Difficult shot in here. Maybe you're going to get, we're afraid if we give him a salary for Shemitah, we might give him Shemitah itself. Tosfos says that since it's a knas because the profits are so high, so only when there's high profits are making Gzeira by a guy, a little worker, not such thing. That since you're not allowed to work on Shemitah, that's a Din D'oraisa, therefore you're not allowed to have Skorah. Shemitah in the Raisa, therefore more machmir when it's a big salary. I hear what you're saying. Now, Umas Nisan, our Mishnah that said that if working with Yayin Nezach he can't get any tzar, what's the reason for that? Chomer the Yayin Nezach shiny. No, the Chomer Yayin Nezach is different. Okay, different. Now, Iboyelahu, Schara Lestam Yena. What about if you're working in a wine store? There's no yayin anymore. It's just stam wine. Stam yayin. Right? You let's do that? Can you work in a wine store? A non-kosher wine store? There's no yayin in there. It's all stam. What's the din? Mahu. What's the din? Mi amrina, do we say, kivan di isura chomer kidi yayin esach? Do we say, since we're machmir by stam yayinam? The same way we're machmir by yayin esach? Scharonami Asur, it's all Asur. Doesn't make a difference. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, no. Hoel, but Tumaso kill, since the halachas of Tuma are more makel by Yayin Nesef, than they are more makel by Stam Yenam, than they are by Yayin Nesef. Why are they more makel? Trust me, they are. Because by Yayin Nesef, we treat the, it's as if it can make you Tame like a mate. Whereas Stam Yenam only makes you Tame like a Sharet, much more lenient. Therefore, as charonami kill, so we even make it when it comes to salary. So Tashma, let's try to bring a raya from the following story. That, yeah, it's a gzeira d'rabbanan. It's a gzeira d'rabbanan. They didn't want you to touch it. They didn't want you to go near it. Same thing with idols. Idols are tame. Why? They're not tame. Why should they be tame? It's a gzeira d'rabbanan. We don't want you to go near those things. Stay away from them. Right? We don't want you getting tame. Where? Yeah, some. Well, today? What am I talking about today? The Kohen? I don't know. That I don't know. Kohen's at a place, he touches a bottle of wine. I don't know. Tashma, Hogar, there's once a guy, the Ogar Arbe, Stam Yenam. He rented out his boat. Somebody asked him if he rented out his boat. A guy rented out his boat to ship wine. And it's Stam Yenam. And as a payment for the renting of the boat, he gave the guy wheat. Also, came to Rav Chisda, so they showed up to Rav Chisda. Amalei zil kalinhu v'kavrinhu. You hear this? Go take it, kalinhu v'kavrinhu. Burn it and then bury it. You hear this? Burn it and bury it. In other words, you can have no hana from that wheat. Why? It's a salary for Stam Yenam. In other words, Rav Chisda was not. Okay? What? Yeah. I don't know. So Rashi says that, no, Rashi doesn't say it, but the why do you have to do both? Why do you have to burn it and then bury it? Why? So the Gemara says, V'lei malei Bidarinhu. Why can't you just scatter it around? Why can't you just scatter it around? The Gemara says, Asu Bahu Lidei Takala. Because maybe somebody will take the ashes and use it for fertilizer. So the Gemara says, Vilaklinhu Viladavninhu. So, I'm sorry. It's going to be a Takala. What's the Takala going to be? A person's going to have Hanah from it. So the question is fine. So Vilaklinhu Viladavninhu. Let's burn it and then spread it around. The question is Dilma Mazabli Bahu. Maybe somebody's going to use it for fertilizer. Right? Yes, tough. It's an unbelievable question. He said, wait a minute. We learned earlier on the Mem test, everybody remembers, that Rabbi Yossi there said that if something is Zed Zed Gorim, it's Muslim. So what do you mean someone's going to go use this fertilizer? Even if it does. That's not the only reason why something's growing. It's growing for other reasons too. It's in the ground, whatever, you watered it. So Zed Zed Gorim, the whole thing should be Muslim. Can I dare resist? You hear that question?
Tulsa doesn't answer it.
Either you have to say, Tulsa said, well, this is the Kogos of the Manza Omer, which says Zevet the Garment is awesome. So, of course, it's a problem. That's Tulsa's answer. The Ramban and the Ran say, even though Rabbi Yossi holds it's Mutter, it's only Bidiyevet. Bidiyevet, I'll allow it. Bidiyevet Chachila can't do that. Can't go Bidiyevet Chachila, go plant Avodah Zarah. Well, listen, Zevet the Garment. No, only Bidiyevet. So the Gemara says, V'lak Barinhu B'inayhu. Why don't you just bury it? Milo Tanan, didn't we learn? Echad Evan Shinitzkalba, whether you have a stone that's used for skila, the Echad Eight Shinitla Alav, or you have the wood that they use to hang somebody, the Echad Sayef Shinerigba, or the sword, the Echad Shinitzkalba, or the kerchief that they use to give somebody chenek, Kulan Nikbar and Emo, are all buried together with the mace when he's Misha's death. So why just bury it? Why just bury it? Why do you have to burn it first? Right? By the way, the Tosafot Brit asks, you know, we have a mission. What? Excellent question. Tosafot Brit asks that question. Why are we, what are we going to Mises Bezdin by Eglah Rufa? They bury the Eglah Rufa. There's a whole mission in Mesechus Tumura that says the following things have to be buried. They can't have enough of them. Shohaniskal, Eglah Rufa, the Tzipor from the Metzorah, the hair of the Nazir. All that stuff can't be used. Bring me a question from everything, right? And by the way, none of that has to be buried. I'm sorry, none of that has to be burned first. None of that has to be burned first. You have to burn the Eglah Rufa before you bury it. None of that has to be burned first, right? Interesting. So he doesn't give that answer. He says a different answer. He says, because none of these, everything else, they're worthless in this way. But I have to burn it for them. They're worthless. Weed is not worthless. That's why you have to burn it. What? It's also about Hanukkah. What do you do with a dead cow? Give it to a guy. It's a good question. No, he says that, not that it's worthless. He says burying it ruins it. I bury a dead cow, I'm ruining the cow. Therefore, I don't have to burn it first. Anyway, it's ruined. Wheat, people always store wheat in the ground. So therefore, it's not ruined. I have to burn it first. That's Tosafot's great answer. Excellent question. Right? The halacha l'shlomo, l'moshe, I don't know who that is, he has a different question. He says, wait a minute. But the zegzeres hakotzer that I have to bury the things used for mitzvah's death. Zegzeres hakotzer. What kind of guy is this? Just like you have to burn that, that you can get away only with burying that. Why can't we get away with only burying wheat? That's the Gemara's question. Right? What do you mean? That's the Gemara's custom. It says, you should bury it. Doesn't it burn it? This doesn't say a word over here by wheat. So he answers, again, same answer. When it comes to Mises Bezdin, what's the whole purpose why you have to bury it? Because we don't want anyone to use it. So if I'm walking around, I see a sword in the ground. What am I going to think to myself? Oh, it's going to be for Mrs. Beth. Of course, I'm not going to touch it. I see wheat in the ground. So, hey, look at this! What a windfall I just got! I just found somebody left a bag of money in the streets. I'm going to use it. very big difference. But that's a good question. I don't know. So the Gemara said, similar answer. Pasa by the Arbavisus Bezdin, the Kakavri Bevedina, the whole thing takes place by Bezdin, Muchachamilsa, the Ruge Bezdininu. Everybody knows it's a Ruge Bezdin. Everybody knows about that. When someone was killed by Bezdin, everybody knew. Therefore, everybody knows that guy's buried over there, and Mistama, the Kalim that we used to bury, to kill him, are also over there. Hacha, but over here, well, Muchachamilsa, nobody knows what's going on here with this wheat. Amar, Inish Ganav, Asi Kavrahacha. Somebody stole it, and he put it here. Right? He buried it here. I found it. Lucky me. Therefore, it has to be burned first. What? No, it's wheat. It was paid. That was my salary for renting out my boat. So what did he say? Burn it and bury it. What have to burn it for? Can I just bury it? Because if you bury it, someone's going to find it. But I don't have to do that to the Caleb of the Jesus Bandit. Yeah, because everyone knew about that. Right, yeah, well, very machmir. He said, no. Rav Chisda said, I rented it out my boat for Sam Yenim. Can I get paid? He said, no, burn it and bury it. Right? He was very machmir. The translation is you cannot work in a liquor store.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know halacha l'maisa. If somebody gets offered a job there, what about, forget that, what about if they're working in, you know, behind the office? They don't touch the wine at all. They're doing the accounting. He's an accountant for the liquor. Can he do that? Doesn't go in here. Exactly. Someone's an accountant for the archdiocese. Are they not allowed to do that? It's a big shailah. I don't know. It's interesting stuff that can come up.
Tosas asked,
Tosas asked the following question. If he said he works at a hospital, what? Yeah, but I don't know about that. It's a hospital. Half the shul works in a hospital, Christian hospital. They have rights there. They go in. They for what? In St. Joseph's over here. There's a firm guy. We went to him. Right, same thing, right. Because it's name, that's the name on the door. I don't know. You know, I don't know. Anyway, Tosa said, wait a minute. If we're afraid that we're going to use the stuff, if we're afraid we're going to use the stuff, and that's why it has to be burned first. So we're afraid if somebody stumbles across the wheat, they're going to use it, right? If somebody bumps into the wheat, they're going to use it, they have to be burned first. So Tosfos asks, how come everything in Tmura, Sharanitzkal, and the birds, and the Eglarufa, how come that doesn't have to be burned first? Someone's going to bump into it, they're going to use it. So, of course, it tells us it's not a kasha. Why? Because we said it gets ruined in the ground. Once you put an animal in the ground, it gets ruined. It's ruined. Right? That supports one shot. That's the Tosas Rid answer there. That's the Tosas Rid answer. Tosas gives another answer. He says, nobody would ever bury a dead animal. If an animal died, they would never bury it. Why would they never bury it? Well, you're burying it. You get use out of it. Sell it, take it apart. A guy who stumbles upon a dead animal buried, obviously from a mitzvah. And therefore, it's obviously awful. Obviously, charn. It's called, you hear that? It's a monkey. That's very true. Chita, wheat. Of course people used to bury that to protect it. Therefore, if I stumble upon it, I might use it. Okay? No. Not us. Not us, sir. It what? Right, everything's close. What if they open it? They have wine tasting. Yeah, we did that. Yeah, you can. You can. Because it's closed. There's no Shiloh if it's closed. Right? Well, yeah, it must be, yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay, now, yesterday we had a very interesting story that Rabbi Yanai, this is hard, Rabbi Yanai wanted to give Aniyim a break. So what did he do? He borrowed Peros on Shemitah, that were Shemitah payrolls, that were going to be, they're going to become usher after the Zman Abir, and then he paid him back in year 8 with good stuff. So the guy was going to lose out all this produce, because there's nothing he could do with it, because it's usher, So Rav Yonai took it all from the guy, from the Ani, and then in year 8 he'll pay back good stuff. So the Ani had a windfall. Okay? You know what's going on? Because it's too much of it. It's too much of it. And once this man beer comes, right, when everything is no longer eaten, and you can't eat it anymore in your house, nothing to do with it. So you have a huge storehouse, nothing to do with it. I mean, it's an Ani. How much do you have? So Rav Yonai took it from the Ani, borrowed it, and then after Shemitah he'll pay him back, and that's all be eaten. It's not Shemitah anymore. Now, it looks like Rav Yonai is dealing in Shemitah. That's going to be the problem. How can Rav Yonai do this? He's basically transferring Shemitah. So, today Rav Yonai, Yasvi Peiri Shviyas Manihim, you would take the Peiri Shviyas Manihim, who parallel with Shviyas to pay back in the 8th year. Asu Amrlei Rav Yochanan Amrlei Yotain Avdin. What unbelievably did that? Who connect on the Esnan Mutter. Same idea by an Esnan, that's also Mutter. The Tanya. Nasan La. Now, this price we're going to read doesn't make any sense at all. The Gemara's going to realize that. Nasan La, if he gives her a sheep, Velo Ba'aleha, but he never does anything with her, or Ba'aleha, he does something with her, with a donor, but Velo Nasan La, but he never gives her anything, Esnana Mutter, the animal's Mutter. Nasan La, Velo Ba'aleha, if he gives it to her and doesn't do anything with her, she couldn't mutter. He didn't do anything. What'd he do? He gave her a present. Kevin de la Baalah, I thought about Mahudi Avla. Gave her a present. But Sue also, Baaleha Velo Nasanla. He did something with her, but he didn't give her anything. Holo Yavla Velo Midi. He didn't give her anything. But Kevin de la Nasanla, my it's not a mutter. What's Pshat? Where is it? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Hafi Kamar. Here's what it means. Nasanla. He gives it to her. He gives it to her today. He says, I'm giving it to you now. I'm busy now. I'll come back next week. Right? Oh, or Ba'aleh. He does the ma'aseh today. And she says, no, where's my payment? I'll pay you next week. Then he gives it to her next week. It's not a mutter. It's going to be mutter. Why? Because why is it mutter? Mutter, the reason why it's mutter is because at the Shas Bia there was no payment. Now, we're going to question this tomorrow because that's not the halacha. But right now, just take it for what it is. Now, Nasan La, V'akachach Ba'aleha, if he gives it to her and then he has relations with her later, why is that mutter? V'chi Ba'aleha, when he wants to have relations with her, L'chol Allah as Isser Esan L'mafreya. Retroactively, it becomes us. What are you giving a sheep for? He gives it a sheep, and he says, oh, listen, I'm busy now, I'll be back tomorrow. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Bride say? It's mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? On Monday, he gives it to her. Tuesday, we realize that Monday's payment, Monday's gift, whatever you want to call that, was an asher. How could she bring it for a carbon? Right? How could she do that? How could we say it's mutter? Right? So the Gemara says, here's the case. I'm Rebbe Lezer. No. Shekadma v'ikravto. You came Monday morning. You gave her the sheep. You told her you'll be back tomorrow. For the Maisa Aveira, right? Back tomorrow. What does she do? Monday morning, she runs to the Beis HaMikdash and she's masturbating in the carpet. On Tuesday, when you actually show up at her house, what do we say? Asam Lafreya. It's already been brought. That's the case. She Kadasa Vik Ravdo, right? You went ahead and she went ahead and brought it, right? She doesn't waste a minute. She doesn't waste a minute. Right? Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on that. We'll stop here. The Gemara is going to ask for the specifics of that case. We'll stop here, and we will resume here tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.